A few weeks ago, my wife and I attended the funeral of a woman we had known for years. She was a woman of many talents, gifts, and abilities. When she shared the scriptures, there was always a depth of understanding that came through. God had given her exceptional insight in the discharge of her responsibilities as a wife and mother. But the thing that stood out to me over the years was her singing. She had an unusual singing voice, rich and sweet. When she sang, it made people like Julie Andrews seem they needed voice lessons. I remember a conference we had in the historic Fourth Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. The conference program had begun, but there were still people coming into the registration desk to get organized for the day. There was the usual hustle and bustle as people got their workshop assignments, their name tags, the schedule for the day, and so on. All this was taking place in the foyer of the church, with the doors closed to the sanctuary so that those in the meeting would not be disturbed. Then came a whisper to the registration desk, "Eleanor is about to sing." Everything stopped. Everyone gathered at the door to the sanctuary and listened as she sang her song to the Lord. And that was typical of the way people responded when she stood to sing. And then, some months ago, it was discovered that she had cancer. For months, she suffered the intense pain of this horrible disease. On the memorial pamphlet of her funeral service, these words were written beside Psalm 18:39. "Lord, you armed and equipped me with strength I need for the battle that lies ahead." Eleanor had learned a great lesson. All too often, people with remarkable talents and abilities begin to rely on those gifts to see them through. But not this woman. She had learned the great truth of 2 Samuel 22:33, "God is my strength and power." Friend, you may possess few gifts, or you may be one of those highly gifted people. But whatever your situation, the thing to remember is this: your trust must be in the Lord. He is the one who will give you what you need to live this life with a song on your lips and victory in your life of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.